Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
So we're down to the final two. One of these two young ladies will be crowned queen. The 2022 queen of the St. Patrick's Day Parade is number 16, Kelly Layden.
Chicago's afternoon news. That was the announcement made last night. And on the phone is Chicago Police Officer Kelly Layden. How are you today, Kelly?
I'm good, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. It was fun to see. And I had no idea when I first saw the images that you were a Chicago police officer. And then I went, what? Because has this ever happened before? Has there ever been a queen on the court for the St. Patrick's Day parade that served in the police force?
So to my knowledge, I am the first police officer to serve as queen or even to make the court. So it is an honor. It's actually funny now that you replayed that last night when it came down to the final two. I kind of heard the number called, the number 16, and I guess I almost kind of blacked out. I didn't even hear them call my name. And all of a sudden, the girl next to me, Eileen Keaveney, she's hugging me, and then I realize it's me. And, Mr. Coyne asked me to come up to the microphone to say a word. And for once in my life, I was actually speechless. And I can tell you that does not happen quite often. So
that's awesome. This is Kelly Layden. She was crowned the queen of the court for Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade last night at the Plumbers Hall. And you just happen to be a Chicago police officer. So you get to trade your bulletproof vest for a gown, at least for a night or two, right?
Exactly, at least for a night or two. So thankfully the favorite color is blue. So, I had the blue dress on for the competition, and maybe the gown will be blue too. So just to keep it in regime.
Any chance there'll be a combination of both on the float?
I don't know about that. I'd say I'll stick to the regular, the business attire that the girls, we typically wear. Just a nice dress appropriate for church wear. And hopefully it's a little warmer. Not a fan of the cold. So hopefully I luck out and we don't have a horribly cold St. Patrick's Day parade this year.
I was following the Chicago Police Department on Twitter, and about 50 minutes ago, they finally posted a picture and said, this year's St. Patrick's Day parade queen is our very own officer, Kelly Layden. We look forward to cheering her on as she represents not only Chicago, but the Chicago Police Department. Congrats, Officer Layden. You break the stereotype. I think a lot of people have an idea of what a female Chicago cop looks like, and you break the stereotype, and I know there are many other females on the force like you. What are your Irish roots? What's your background there?
So I am 100% Irish. My mother is from Cork, and my father's parents, my paternal grandparents, are from Kerry and Clare. So I've always grown up in a super Irish household. Be proud of where you come from, listening to the Irish Hour on the weekend, an Irish fried breakfast on a Sunday. So, yes, they definitely instilled in my brother and I a great sense of being Irish.
So you were actually eating the blood sausage and the grilled tomatoes and all that on a Sunday morning?
Oh, yeah, I love me some blood sausage.
You are Irish. You're Irish trumps your Chicago-ness. So are you the first police officer in your family?
I would be on this side of the ocean. I do have an uncle, my mother's brother in Ireland. He's in the Garda Síochán, so the Irish police. But here I would be the first police officer, yeah.
And have you ever been in I don't know that this is a pageant, but have you ever been in anything like this before?
So this would have been my fourth year competing. So back in 2020, I did make it to the top five to the court. And then this year, obviously, I took the crown, but I've always competed, I think since I was probably 23 now. I've been going every year. I never thought I would make it this far. I thought when I made it to the court, that was as good as it would be. So it's definitely a shock, and it's still setting in with me that I really do have the crown.
And were you the young girl with the fake curls doing the Irish dancing?
So that was my mom's dream. we attended I did it for a short while. I liked it. And then once it came time to having to compete, I told her absolutely not. I just had this thing. I didn't want to have to be in front of people. I still to this day get stage fright. So now it's kind of funny that here I am as the queen having to do, you know, make these appearances and interviews and stuff like that. So I guess as the years have gone on, I've gotten over my stage fright.
This is Kelly Layden. She is crowned the queen of the court for Chicago's St. Patrick's Day Parade, and she happens to be a police officer for the Chicago Police Department on the South Side. And what is the most challenging part of that job right now? Because we all feel for you.
I mean, like I tell everyone, every job has its challenges, right? You know, whether you're a teacher, a nurse, or anything, you know, some days are better than others. I just try and go to work and do the best to my abilities, and just knowing if I can come home at the end of the night and if I can just lay my head on my pillow in peace and know that I gave my all each day, then, you know, I'm happy and content. You know, obviously, the climate may not be as great as it was maybe 10, 20 years ago, but you know, it is what it is. We have to work through it. And I will continue to do that.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your bravery, and congratulations on being crowned the queen of the court for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Your parents must be over the moon.
Oh my God, they really are. My mom's been on the phone to Ireland all day. So
that's great. And what about the guys on the force? They giving you an elbow bump going, way to go, Kelly?
I think they were surprised. You know, one of the guys messaged this morning, though, it appears as though we're in the presence of royalty or something along those lines. So they're getting a little bit of a kick out of it anyway.
I bet. Well, have fun, and we'll see you at the parade.
Sounds good. See you there.